Geek Radio Daily for, let's just get this the hell over with, Anti-Friday, July 12th, 2010. It's all the geek without the wait. Hey, how was your weekend?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Yes, I've seen the pictures. Hi, welcome to a brand new week of GRD, your 15-minute or so podcast, in which we cover all the spectrum of your geeky good needs. I wanted to do alliteration there, and it failed me. It failed me great.
Monday's not the day for alliteration.
No, it's not. So sayeth the Flintstress.
And one time, at band camp.
Which is basically what I heard about your weekend. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Yeah, now if I can just find a midget with some gin, I'll be in business.
Oh. That was your weekend?
Well, that's kind of what I was going for, but it's mislabeled. So hi, yes, welcome to the fun. We'll be taking a peek at your box office results, a look at your geekified news. But you know, this date, July 12, 1543, England's King Henry VIII.
I am.
Married his sixth and last wife, Catherine Parr, who outlived him.
Go, girl. It's about time.
Okay.
In 1843, Joseph Smith, leader of the Mormon Church, announced that a divine revelation had sanctioned the practice of polygamy.
Mm-hmm. God said I could have threesomes. 1859, the paper bag manufacturing machine was patented by William Goodale in Massachusetts.
In 1909, Congress passed the resolution for the 16th Amendment, authorizing the imposition of income taxes.
Thanks.
Thanks.
1954, Sam Phillips, owner of Sun Records in Memphis, signed 19-year-old truck driver Elvis Presley to a recording contract.
In 1957, the Surgeon General announced that a scientific link between cigarette smoking and lung cancer had been established. That's 1957, folks.
And on the same day, President Eisenhower became the first president in office to ride in a helicopter, whisked him from the White House chopper to an atomic attack drill.
In 1960, the Etch-A-Sketch was introduced by the Ohio Art Company.
1979, Chicago DJ Steve Dahl started a nationwide anti-disco uprising after he exploded a stack of disco records during a White Sox doubleheader at Kaminsky Park.
Disco sucks.
Best thing that ever happened in White Sox territory.
In 1984, Democratic presidential candidate Walter Mondale announced he'd chosen U.S. Representative Geraldine Knight Ferraro of New York to be his running mate.
See, Republicans, you didn't do it first.
First woman to run for vice presidency of the United States on a major party ticket.
Also, in this date, 1984, New York instituted the nation's first mandatory seatbelt law, because before that, really, it was up to you.
Click it or ticket.
Sure. Birthdays?
I've got Michelle Rodriguez, 32, Ana Lucia from...
Oh, see? I just knew... You saw... I was like, no! This time I'm going to be ready!
You jumped the gun.
That's what she said. Topher Grace is 32. Eric Foreman on That 70s Show. Eddie Brock in Spider-Man 3. And Edwin in Predators. So he plays someone with an E in every movie we've learned.
Interesting.
Figure that out.
Steve Howley is 33. He's Van on Reba.
Anna Friel's 34. She was in the Scary Movie stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Lisa Nicole Carson is 41. She was Renee on Ally McBeal and Carla on ER.
Tim Dodge is 48. Probably one of your Facebook friends. Check your list. You'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See? There you go.
Sandy Patty is 51. She's a singer. Gospel Music Hall of Fame has 39 GMA Dove Awards and 5 Grammy Awards. Wow.
Cheryl Ladd is 59. That's Chris Monroe on Charlie's Angels.
Brian Grazer is 59. Film and TV producer, A Beautiful Mind, Apollo 13, a bunch of other stuff. Arrested Development.
Jay Thomas is also 59, actor, comedian, radio talk show host. You best know him as the Easter Bunny in the Santa Claus 2 and 3. Thankfully not from Mallrats, because, well.
Still sweating to the oldies is Richard Simmons. He's 62. No, he's actually an oldie.
No. Eddie Murphy did a song as him once. It was funny. Bill Cosby, 73. You know Bill Cosby. I don't need to tell you.
Jello!
Pudding Pops!
Gordon Pinsent is 80. Cardinal Lucena and the Good Shepherd.
And what else?
I can't think.
Fraser's dad from Due South. No longer with us, Curly Joe Derita, born 1909, the stooge that nobody likes, poor guy. Milton Berle, born in 1908, who was in Round and Round video by Rat. Thought you'd like to know that.
Sure.
And George Eastman in 1854 founded the Eastman Kodak Company, invented roll film. Roll film? What the hell is that?
Maybe there'll be a documentary about it on TV, but I don't think
so. Possibly.
Starting on CBS, we've got reruns of all their favorite shows. How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, 2 1/2 Men, Big Bang Theory, CSI Miami. So if you're behind on any of those, there you go.
ABC tonight's got a 2-hour at The Bachelorette. And then on True Beauty, the final four are revealed.
Now The Bachelorette Party might be a show that people would want to watch.
Possibly.
NBC's got America's Got Talent and Last Comic Standing.
The top 10 will be on there. Ooh. Fox has got a new Lie to Me and The Good Guys.
Yeah, there's some new programming. Sure. Yeah. Reruns again on the CW, 90210 and Gossip Girl.
AMC American Movie Classics has a Mad Men Marathon.
You'll There's always... your alliteration for Monday.
There
Monday
you go.
Mad Men Marathon.
Woo-hoo.
AE premieres a new show, The Glades, which looks like CSI Miami. It's like Florida police
officers.
It looks officers.
Like Memphis Beat, but in CSI Miami territory.
In Florida. Okay, sure. Whatever.
Tonight on the Family Channel, in Secret Life of an American Teenager, news spreads of Adrian's decision. While on Huge, Becca starts a new club at the camp and calls it turmoil.
Oh, good movie on the Disney Channel, Ratatouille.
Nice. Sci-Fi Channel is showing Jeepers Creepers, which is really fun, and Final Destination 2, which is kind of a guilty
Electric
pleasure. See?
Spike TV brings us Gone Baby Gone.
TV Land is showing The Naked Gun. I wish they'd make a TV show out of that. That would be really cool. That was funny.
Yeah. Turner Classic Movies has Roman Holiday, which I kind of want to tape. I've heard that's really good and haven't actually seen
You've
that
You've never
movie.
Seen Roman Holiday?
No.
That's a good movie. We should set that. FX is showing Man on Fire.
How long of a movie could
okay,
that be?
It's the Michael Jackson story. Too soon? Sorry.
Ouch. TNT has new episodes of The Closer with Kira Sedgwick and a new show, Rizzolian Isles, which I think is like a cop. They're female cops, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, yo. But if we're watching anything, it's going to be on FMC, the Fox movie channel, because a slasher boards a conductor's train for a fraternity costume party featuring a magic act. That's right. Ben Johnson, David Copperfield, and by God, Jamie Lee Curtis star in Terror Train. Not a good movie. It's not a good movie.
But if Jamie Lee Curtis is in
it. Well, that's why I watched it. Is it Monday yet? Again, facing the hot week with more coffee. That's spelled M-O-A-R. And then it's followed by Giggity. And that's from The Henchman. And I'm not sure, but I think we've just sent a message to a sleeper agent somewhere. Because I don't know what else, how else to take that. I had qualms about even reading that to start with. But
you did it anyway.
Otherwise, we would have had no mail, and then we would have looked like asses. So if you'd like to make us not look like asses and promise us you're not sending messages to Salt, then please drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynnstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm Monday actually Salt, sorry.
Really?
Yep.
Need some tequila. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back and talk about whatever we talk about on Mondays.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
Oh, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
Well, these two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh, dear.
hppodcraft.com.
Hey, this is James Keisenly from Heroes, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
What a good show. That
Once
was.
Upon a time.
Once upon a time, absolutely. Hi, welcome to GRD Geek Radio Daily for Monday, July 12th. It's all the geek without the weight. So, of course, let's just get right to it.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
And some movies did. Some movies
really did not.
Let's find out.
Well, starting out at number 10, last week's number 11, Osiris, made another $1.3 million.
I'm actually hearing good things about that.
And number 9, last week's number 7, is The A-Team, made another $1.8 million. For a total of like $73 million, not quite its budget, but still pretty good. Number 8, last week's number 6, still sticking around, wax on, wax off. It's The Karate Kid at $5.7 million. But it's made a whopping $165 million. Yeah. Electric Boogaloo.
Yep.
Number 7, last week's number 5, Night and Day. People are still going to see this movie.
Yep.
Made another $7.8 million for a total of about $62 million. Not its budget, so...
117.
We'll
no, yeah.
No. And at number 6, last week's number 4, Adam Sandler, really, Grown Ups. Made another $16.4 million for, $111 million. I guess that's why.
Number 5, last week's number 2, The Last Airbender, makes another 17.1. It's made $100 million in 2 weeks on a budget of 150. So even though it's not any good, it's... Probably
people
pretty good sequel.
And maybe then they're picking up the comic or looking at the
could be, which is always show. Good. It's a much better story. Number 4, the last week's number 3, Toy Story 3, making another $22 million, 340 in 4 weeks on a budget of $200 million. Number three opens up with Predators at $25.3 million.
That's where your money went this
on
weekend,
a budget
right?
of 40. It's going to make that back. It's uneven. It's not great, but it's a damn fine time. Number two, last week's number one, Twilight, made another $33.4 million, basically half its budget. But it's grossed 237 in 2 weeks.
And but it wasn't number one.
No, it wasn't, because Despicable Me, people decided, you know what, I'd rather see this than Sparkly Vampires, because it's easier to get your girlfriend to go see something not Twilight if it's animated. $60 million on a budget of 60. I think they're going to do, probably just fine.
I want to see that.
Okay, well, we'll see.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from I'm not looking at Facebook point of view. I said not. I said not. So, Edward Norton is not the Hulk any longer. No, he will not be the Hulk in the Avengers. Marvel has announced it. And what's interesting is how they announced it. They released a statement saying that our decision is definitely not one based on monetary factors, because it didn't make a lot of money, but instead rooted in the need for an actor who embodies the creativity and collaborative spirit of our other talented cast members.
Oh, snap.
That is a... Yeah. Do you just talk about people like that anymore?
Wow.
Now, of course, Edward Norton's people said, quote, "Here are the facts." This is his agent. 2 months ago, Kevin called me and said he wanted Edward to reprise the role of Bruce Banner. He told me it would make his fantasy to bring Edward on stage with the rest of the cast at Comic-Con, so get ready. That's going to happen at Comic-Con. He was very excited. We agreed that Edward should meet with Joss. They met, had a good meeting, and Marvel subsequently made him a financial offer to be in the film, and both sides started negotiating in good faith. And this past Wednesday, they called and said they decided to go in a different direction, which seemed to be a financial one, but whatever it is, it's completely their prerogative, and we accept their decision with no hard feelings, even though... It is, I don't know, not exactly.
They came out and called him a diva.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is what we call a dick move.
So.
Absolutely. I've got some fun science news. You want to hear about this?
No.
The European spacecraft Rosetta performed a flyby of a massive asteroid on Saturday. Negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. But the asteroid, really, you got to look at the picture. It looks like a big potato chip. It actually, or it looks like a potato. It's like in the shape of a potato.
Okay.
Yeah, but taking pictures of these... Of the asteroid could one day help Earth defend itself from destruction. I mean, we don't really have Bruce Willis and the team to go up and drill a hole and do all of that, you know.
No, we don't.
But if we study these asteroids that are around in, you know, the not-too-distant space, then maybe we can learn more about it. So it's racing through the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter at 47,800 kilometers. The probe flew very close to this potato-shaped rock.
Very fast.
Titled Lutetia. And it's been a spectacular success, and we're gathering tons of data about it. So it's kind of interesting.
All right. Well,
big old potato in the sky.
We influence Hollywood, and I mean us specifically, because we talked not too long ago on Us Weekly, where we're talking about, you know, what things do we not want to see be remade? Well, we mentioned, well, the Bruce mentioned The Wizard of Oz, and some of us were like, well, there's these other things about The Wizard of Oz, you know, blah, blah, blah. So Hollywood took us up when we said, why don't you bring us Wicked? And they're going to bring us Wicked to theaters near us. Oh, by the way, did you know that J.J. Abrams and James Mangold and Ryan Murphy and Rob Marshall are all involved? Deadline reports that a number of meetings have already taken place with the musical's producers and the aforementioned filmmakers, and they're being taken into consideration. The extent of the director's interest is unclear, but out of the proposed directors, Rob Marshall and Ryan Murphy are the obvious choices. You know, Marshall did Chicago, and Murphy does Glee, which they've already covered.
Yeah.
So yeah, who knows? Who knows?
See, I don't mind remakes as long as really good, talented, interesting people are
right.
involved. The right people doing remakes are okay with me.
I'd be interested to see the film version. The book is different than the musical, and I'd like to see what the movie has to offer, because with a bigger budget, seeing Oz from that perspective could be interesting. So bring it. We want to go back to Oz.
And we don't partake of the hallucinogenic drugs, but
them. Possibly.
Crazy. I've got comic book news.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't usually do this, but this sounded interesting. Marvel is launching a mature readers Deadpool series.
Oh.
They're calling it Deadpool Max.
Right, it's Max series, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so the Deadpool, the Mark with the Mouth is getting
the
one
Punisher
of
Max series is pretty good.
Really? Yeah. From the creative team of writer David Lapham from Young Liars Across Family Values and illustrator Kyle Baker from Plastic Man. And it's got a little shot of part of this, and it looks like it could be kind of interesting. I mean, Deadpool's all over the place now, but
right.
should be kind of an interesting take. Definitely a grown up look at this hero.
Yes, indeed. So once again, we influence the world. Yeah, I mean us specifically. Okay, fine.
I'm sensing a theme.
So we talked about them, but apparently it's chupacabra season again, because Hood County, Texas has had a rash of chupacabra sightings lately.
We need to go down there and document it for our next Crypto 101 panel at BossaCon.
Mysterious mammalian corpses have been found since last week, perplexing animal control officers. David Hewitt shot one of the creatures on Friday after being moseying toward his cattle and said, quote, I had no idea what it could be. From a distance, he looked like a hairless chihuahua, only much bigger. From all indications, it seemed to be a chupacabra. The claws, toenails, nothing like I've ever seen on a coyote. Skinny, pointed tail, sure looks like a possum to me. Never seen any kind of animal that doesn't have hair on it. So he never saw Austin Powers. But the interesting thing is, when he says shot, that means there's also footage, and there's clips from the local news showing what, you know, is a chupacabra, I suppose. So stroll on over there, and yeah, maybe next year's Balticon panel is going to be even more educational.
Wow.
Thank you for dropping by for Geek Radio Daily. It's a great start to your week and part of your nutritious breakfast. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Yeah, I think that's the thing. And hey, won't you stop by the Facebook page? Like it. There's all kinds of cool information you learn there you never learn anywhere else. And drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all of us at geekradiodaily.com.
You won't bring me